This is Purple Fridays with OJ and Shanda, presented exclusively on 95.1 Shine FM by Rosedale Roofing.
People who are diagnosed with ALS eventually wind up in a wheelchair, unable to move, eat, talk, or even breathe on their own. And the progression through these physical stages of ALS happens pretty fast after a diagnosis.
Losing my dexterity was initially the toughest thing to lose.
That's OJ Brigance. He was diagnosed with ALS 10 years ago. At the time, he worked in the Ravens front office, a job he still has. But for 12 years before that, he was a professional football player.
Being a professional athlete, I had honed my body to accomplish anything.
OJ can still move his eyes, and that allows him to use a computer to speak for him. He types out words by focusing his eyes on the letters, which are on a screen in front of him.
Every simple task I took for granted became a monumental undertaking.
One day after work in those early months, as the disease was progressing, OJ needed to unbutton his shirt. Shanda, his wife, wasn't home at the time, and at this point in the progression, OJ could only use his left arm, and his ability to grip anything was almost gone. OJ struggled with that shirt, trying to unbutton it for more than an hour and a half, and he never got it unbuttoned.
I then had to depend on others to be my arms and legs, which was a very hard adjustment to make.
Today, OJ and his wife Shanda are helping other families who are enduring the same struggles they had and still have. They do that through the Brigance Brigade Foundation. You can check out their work at brigancebrigade.org. Before OJ ended up in a wheelchair permanently, he had one more thing he needed to do. That story next week on Purple Fridays with OJ and Shanda on 95.1 Shine FM.